Alignments, a hyben. After she lost her sight, I visited every afternoon and read aloud the day's news. She sat in her hickory rocker, her back to a picture window filled with sky. I sat facing her, the paper's sections piling around me as I read through their abundance of bad news. In one day, two drivers exchanged angry words over a fender bender until one pulled a gun and shot the other dead. A rally for peace turned into a riot as war and anti-war faced off. A son, during an argument over his fiancée, threw his 7-year-old father down a flight of steps. Into the afternoon we sat, her face pointed toward mine. Yet her line of vision never quite hit the mark. Usually she stared past my left ear, as if lost in a daydream. I'd ignore it, but now and then she would check herself. Am I looking at you? Quietly, I would move my chair a few inches to the left, until our eyes aligned. Yes, I'd say, and continue reading. Ever amazed at how such small adjustments could set things so right. Sundown. Reading to the blind woman, I enter her shadow.